Jack is trying to recover the stolen Mona Lisa. First, a frightened witness put him onto the trail of a thief with lasers for fingers, and now he's in trouble with a very angry security boss. I am running a separate investigation on behalf of the police, Jack said politely. Chief Inspector Pierre told me you'd be helpful. Monsieur Dupré groaned.
Look, kid. We're the largest security firm in Paris. We specialize in security for some of the top museums in the city. We handle the Louvre, the Musée d'Orsay, and of course the Pompidou. All our security officers are well-trained and reliable.
Jack forced a smile. Perhaps someone who works for you knows something, sir.
Rubbish. I am Denis Dupré, owner of this firm, he roared, slamming his fist down on the desk, and I don't hire crooks.
Monsieur Dupré was very sensitive. After all, most of the world was blaming his firm for not taking better care of the Mona Lisa. But Jack wasn't about to give up just because the boss was having a tantrum. I'm not suggesting your firm doesn't have a good reputation, Jack said soothingly. It's just that it might be helpful to speak to the officer who was on duty last night.
He's unavailable,
bristled Monsieur Dupré.
He was questioned so much last night, I gave him the day off.
Well, I still need to speak to him, said Jack. Can you ask him to call me as soon as he can? He can reach me through Chief Inspector Pierre's office. I'm sure you understand how important it is to solve this crime as quickly as possible.
Yes, well, okay, said Monsieur Dupré,
settling down. Thanks for your time, said Jack. Just as he was leaving the room, something caught his eye. A row of photographs hung on the wall, and in one of them there was a man with bright red hair. That's an odd coincidence, thought Jack. Excuse me, he said to Monsieur Dupré, pointing to the red-haired man. What's his name?
That's Karl Pont.
Was he working at the Louvre last night? Jack asked.
As a matter of fact, he was, said Monsieur Dupré. He was guarding the ancient Egypt room. Karl's an excellent security guard, a specialist in surveillance. He's over at the Musée d'Orsay right now. They've asked him to take a look at their systems in light of what happened last night.
That's probably a good idea, agreed Jack, thinking that Karl working at the Louvre last night might have been more than a coincidence. Au revoir. Jack hurried out. He needed to speak to Karl Pont. He dashed through the entrance and hailed a taxi. Within minutes, the taxi arrived at the Musée d'Orsay, a converted train station located close to the River Seine. Jack rushed inside. There was a group of security officers chatting in the reception area. One of them turned towards him.
The museum's closed today, young man.
I know, said Jack, flashing his Global Protection Force badge. I am here to see a security officer. Can you tell me where I can find Karl Pont?
Sure thing, another officer said. He's in the Monet room, testing the surveillance equipment. Top floor. There's a lift at the back of the museum.
Jack said a quick thank you and hurried down the hall. He took the lift to the top floor and followed the signs to the Monet room. A tall man, dressed in black with flaming red hair, was standing before one of the paintings, a lovely picture of a field filled with red flowers. Jack stopped. As he watched, Karl Pont lifted the painting off the wall. Next, the red-haired man took a small box out of his pocket and threw it on the floor. Instantly, the box grew to 3 times its size. Karl placed the painting in the box and put a sticker on it saying, High-Tech Security Equipment. Then he climbed a ladder near the security camera and reconnected some wires. Once he was back on the floor, he reached for a walkie-talkie that was clipped to his belt.
Philippe, it's Karl. I finished rewiring the camera in the Monet room, so it shouldn't be flickering now.
Stop, commanded Jack, entering the room and flashing his badge. By order of the Global Protection Force, I demand that you surrender yourself and return that painting to its rightful place.
Yeah, right, kid,
the man sneered at Jack. He picked up the box and ran out of the room.
Thief!
Yelled Jack, dashing after the man. Someone is trying to steal one of the Monet paintings! The red-haired man raced along the corridor and down the stairs. Jack was trying his hardest to catch him, but the man was getting away. "Stop him!" Jack yelled to the guards at the entrance. But the red-haired man was too fast. He raced past the guards, knocking one off his feet, and sprinted out of the door. He darted through the crowds and into the road. Waiting for him was a white van with the words Channel Ferries written on it. The red-haired man jumped in and the van screeched off just as Jack reached the curb. Panting breathlessly, Jack looked at the van's registration plate, 82W. The van was moving so fast, Jack couldn't see anything else.
"Channel Ferries, huh?" said one of the officers as he caught up with Jack.
"There are ferry service between Calais here in France and Dover in England. The ferry crosses the channel twice a day. The next crossing," he looked at his watch, "leaves in 4 hours.
"That must be what he's doing," Jack thought aloud, "transporting the paintings out of the country in order to sell them. I need to be on that ferry." Jack tapped numbers on his watch phone. "Chief Inspector Pierre," he said, speaking into the phone, "we've had another theft. Pick me up at the Musée d'Orsay. We're going to Calais."
Henri came to collect Jack in an unmarked police car, and they sped the whole way from Paris to Calais. When they arrived, they positioned themselves at the departure point where cars and trucks drove onto the ramp and into the ferry. Over 100 drove past before Jack spied the white Channel Ferries van. The registration number started with 82W.
"Look, there it is," said Jack. "Let's get ourselves on this ferry."
Henri drove up the ramp behind the van. The huge, heavy door of the ferry closed behind them. Henri parked and turned off the engine. Jack could feel his heart pounding as he saw the door of the van open and a man climb out.
"It's the red-haired man," gasped the chief inspector.
The man locked the door and made his way to the stairs leading to the passenger decks.
"All passengers must be on the upper levels in 30 minutes.
Boomed a voice over the loudspeaker.
"As the ferry will depart promptly at 1700 hours.
"Okay," said Jack. "We have 30 minutes. Let's see what's in the van."
Jack and Henri got out, and Jack rifled through his secret agent book bag and took out his magic keymaker. He inserted the long rubber stick into the van's keyhole. Instantly, the rubber hardened to form a key. Jack turned it and the lock popped open. Henri and Jack pulled open the doors. Inside the van were lots of objects wrapped in brown paper. The chief inspector opened the nearest package with trembling hands. He gasped as he looked at a small statue of a ballerina.
"It's a bronze statue by Rodin," he said. "It's been missing from the Rodin Museum for 2 months.
The chief inspector unwrapped the next package and gasped again.
"This one is an African mask from the Musée de l'Homme."
Jack climbed further inside and spied what looked like a painting. He peeled back the wrapper.
"Oh my," exclaimed Henri. "It's the Mona Lisa. Jack, we must be careful," he whispered cautiously. "These thieves..." Thwack!
Something came down heavily on the chief inspector's head and he collapsed. The red-haired man stepped from behind Henri with a club in his right hand.
"We'll meet again, kid," he sneered. "But this time, you're really going to regret coming after me."
The man gave an evil laugh and went to slam the doors closed.
"No!" cried Jack, diving towards him. But it was too late. He crashed into the doors as they shut, trapping him inside.